Some things are just better together. Chips and salsa, sports and friends. Breezeline Internet and mobile. Get gig internet with a free month when you order online, plus a free mobile line for a year. It's everything you need at home or on the go. Visit breezeline.com today.
Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scott's Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The usual wisdom is that you should make friends with people with whom you have something in common, similar interests or jobs. You should be around the same age, but not necessarily. Sinead Keogh is great mates with Patsy and Paulie, both women who are many decades her senior. Afternoon, Sinead.
How are you?
How did you even get to make friends with them?
Well, I was just chatting about this to one of the guys just outside there. I think mainly it's through work. I think that's kind of how you end up crossing paths. That's how I cross paths with my good pals, Pauline and Patsy. But yeah, I do think that it can be a little bit more tricky when it comes to trying to, you know, make friends with people that are that bit older than you, than it would be, you know, your own peer group, because you're socialising, you're online kind of more so with your own peer group, people your age. Mm. So maybe it's a little bit trickier, but it's definitely of value.
Okay, and why is it of value?
I just think that it's just like, as I kind of identified in the piece, it's one of the reasons that I really like having friends that are older than me is because, you know, I feel like you're able to get that parental advice from them, but it's not coming from a parent. And for some reason, that's different. It just hits a little bit different. I think you just hear the advice a little bit. A little bit differently than if it was maybe coming from your mom or dad.
Okay, so I suppose a parent can kind of push your buttons. They might be given exactly the same advice, but you might go, oh.
That's the thing. I think sometimes when I used to be maybe having chats with Pauline or Patsy, when I used to be working with them, back when I used to work in Pieta House in Wexford a couple of years ago, they'd say to me, and they'd always be straight shooters as well, and they'd be like, Sinead, you need to look after your budget now, or you need to do this, you need to do that. If that was my mom or my dad doing, like, oh yeah, I know, like, stop annoying me. But I think when it was them, I was like, yeah, no, actually, I do actually need to kind of look at my budget, or I need to start to think about maybe buying a house and different things like that.
Yeah.
It just worked for some reason.
Yeah. What did they get out of it, do you think?
I'm not really sure, but like, I suppose at the time, I was a lot younger at the time when I worked there. I was kind of in my early 20s. Maybe I brought kind of, I don't want to kind of blow my own trumpet here, but like, I don't know, a zest for life, maybe an energy, something like that, possibly. But I always felt like they got just as much out of the friendship as I did.
Yeah, but you'd still keep in contact with them.
Yeah,
with
absolutely.
Them both. Yeah.
Yeah, like over the phone and things like that. I'd keep in contact with them and kind of seeing what's going on in their lives, and they do the same with me. So it's very, very much works two ways.
Yeah. Do they, though, get everything about your life? Might you use slang terms or refer to something on Instagram and they wouldn't know what that means?
No, because you know what the funny thing is about it? I think that, like, and even in the piece, I was talking to Mally Coyne about, a psychologist. Like, you do kind of adapt when you're speaking, depending on the age group of the person that you're speaking to. I always found that I just wouldn't be talking in the terminology to people that are older than me than if I was speaking to, you know, my own peers. So, yeah, just because it wouldn't have felt right, or it would have felt a bit weird to kind of do that. So I don't know. I think always when you're in a certain situation, depending on who you're speaking to, you do sort of adapt. She said that it kind of tends to, when you diversify your friendship groups, I think it does make you that little bit more flexible as well. And I actually think that's quite a good thing.
Okay, so are there things you wouldn't talk to Patsy and Pauline about? about? Probably. That you might talk to your peers about more?
Maybe. If I was, you know, going on some sort of a bender when I was like in my early 20s, like I wouldn't necessarily be talking to them about that, you know.
But they probably went on benders when
they were
in their 20s as well.
I'm sure they did.
You haven't talked bender with them.
But no, it kind of, I suppose it would have more veered towards the more philosophical kind of chats. At the time, like as I said, I was working in Pieta House. We were colleagues and we would have been taking calls from people that were going through a lot of distress in their lives. And I think, you know, when you work somewhere like that and you're in that environment, you kind of tend to, you put down the phone and then you just tend to kind of talk about sometimes the difficulties of life. And that's something that I think that brought us close as well. We weren't always just, you know, sometimes you talk to your colleagues about surface level conversations, and definitely we did that as well. But we talk about kind of deeper subjects, matters of life as well.
Yeah, I suppose in here, people will, you know, bond over complaining that Teams isn't working properly. But like you're going, someone was on the phone who's going to take their own life or wants to. That's the thing.
Yeah. So there's kind of no getting away from that, you know. And we kind of leaned on each other a lot for support around that as well, because neither of us were therapists. We were, you know, we were receptionists, so we weren't necessarily trained in that area. So we definitely kind of leaned on each other in that way.
Yeah. So you keep it in touch by phone. Do you ever go out with them?
No, but we should pencil that in, definitely. Yeah. I must mention that to Patsy there. I texted her that was coming on and she said we must meet soon. It would mainly be kind of going for coffees, going for dinner and things like that.
Yeah. Okay, that's so nice. And so that in a way changes you in the sense that you don't kind of, you know, the way, like, and people will say the kind of, they feel invisible, older people will say they feel invisible sometimes, even in a workplace, because they're kind of not, you know, not, they're not of a relevant age.
Yeah, I remember actually Pauline made that comment. I hope she wouldn't mind me saying this to me before, but I remember she said to me before, sometimes I feel like, you know, I reach a certain point in my life and I become invisible. And I used to always just try to kind of reassure, well, you're definitely not invisible to me. And kind of when she pointed that out to me, I kind of made the effort more so to pay her compliments, whether it came to her hairstyle or, you know, a dress that she was wearing or whatever. Because sometimes I think people have really nice thoughts, but they don't always articulate them.
Yes.
So it kind of, that was a good thing for me as well, to kind of, when she said that, I was like, you know what, maybe it is kind of nice to vocalise nice thoughts that you might have about people. So
also, I suppose for older people that don't regard anyone who's younger, who they could be a potential friend. You don't know, rather than, sure, they wouldn't be interested in me, you know.
Yeah. Kind of, and I think that's like, that's something for maybe people to consider, because, you know, I think a lot of our friendships exist now online, but there is scope and there is possibility to kind of diversify your friendships and meet people, whether it be, you know, in work or there's other ways. I was talking to just someone outside there as well. He was like, oh, I think he's in his maybe mid-30s. And he said, I have a mate who is in his 60s and we bond over Leeds, and they met in a pub watching a Leeds match. So there's different ways of, ways of meeting people that are older or younger than you and to become friends with.
Just texting to say she's not using youth slang with you, Sean, out of respect for your elderly status. No, no skibbity toilet for you. I don't know what that
means. Well, I'm not a Gen Z, so I think that's all kind of like Gen Z speak. Delulu and skibbity, I don't know that now. I'm a millennial.
See, you're using youth talk and even Sinead doesn't understand it. Sinead, thanks a million
for coming
in to talk to us today. That piece is in, it was in yesterday's Examiner. Alan says, I have a friend who is a woman in her late 70s. I'm a 42-year-old man. We met when I stayed in her Airbnb in New Zealand. It was totally unexpected as a friendship, but she since came to meet me when I was in Sydney, and she's coming to visit me in Dublin later this year. I find her really inspirational. The way she has lived her life is something for me to aspire to. I think you also really learn interesting things that your peers couldn't possibly teach you because they've grown up in the same context as you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to. I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.